From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Much of the northern half of the nation is in the grip of an Arctic air mass and is bracing for another wave of snow and ice. NPR's Netta Ulavy reports.
People in western Washington state are gearing up for a, quote, megastorm. That description's from a local official who warned that near hurricane force winds could soon start gusting off the Cascade Mountain Range. Meanwhile, Iowans are digging out from a storm that dumped a foot of snow across the northern part of the state and a sheet of ice across the south. Temperatures in Oklahoma are dropping sharply thanks to an Arctic blast pushing into the state. Residents in southern Minnesota are being asked to stay off the roads, where heavy snowfall and low visibility have affected 25 counties. And the National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings and watches for parts of Vermont, Massachusetts, New York State, and northern Illinois. Heavy gusts of wind there will make it feel like 20 degrees below zero. Netta Ulavy, NPR News.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says the Pentagon may nearly double the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan by next summer. The reinforcements would help the 31,000 American troops already there combat a resurgent Taliban. A lawyer for a group that supports California's ban on same-sex marriage is criticizing the state's attorney general, calling his new legal stance on the issue totally unprecedented. At issue is Proposition 8, the ballot measure banning same-sex marriage that was approved by voters this fall. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The state attorney general, Jerry Brown, has decided to urge California's highest court to void Proposition 8. He says he changed his mind after probing the state's constitution. Brown says the constitution guarantees people the right to marry and that Proposition 8 deprives them of that right. But Anthony Pugno, general counsel for ProtectMarriage.com, says it is disappointing that Brown, quote, has refused to defend the vote of the people. Supporters of the measure filed legal papers saying Proposition 8 simply restores the definition of marriage to what it had been. They also say it should invalidate any same-sex marriages that have been performed in the state. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President-elect Barack Obama says he is determined to restore America's place as the world leader in science and technology.
The highest purpose of science is the search for knowledge, truth, and a greater understanding of the world around us. That will be my goal as President of the United States, and I could not have a better team to guide me in this work.
Mr. Obama, in his weekly radio address, said he has chosen Harvard physicist John Holdren to be director of the White House Office of Science and Technology and marine biologist Jane Lubchenco to head the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Both are experts on climate change, their selection seen as an indication the new administration will be aggressive in combating global warming. This is NPR News. President-elect Obama's transition team is zeroing in on spending at NASA. The space agency is being asked to account for some cost overruns. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has the story.
Mr. Obama's transition team wrote up about 70 questions for NASA. More than half of them dealt with how the space program spends its money. One example was the tool bag that drifted away during last month's mission to the International Space Station. The lost equipment cost NASA $100,000. When asked why the tools were so expensive, NASA had no immediate answer. Dr. Julian Chambliss is a presidential historian at Rollins College in Orlando. He says these questions reflect the challenge the Obama administration faces with the space shuttle program winding down.
I think he's probably going to try to maintain the vision that Bush has talked about, but he really has this initial economic crisis to deal with, and I think the first 2 years of the administration is going to be very much consumed by that.
The Bush White House ordered the space shuttle program to end in the year 2010 in favor of a new space capsule. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
For a third straight weekend, student demonstrators have clashed with police in Athens. The latest rioting began after a candlelight memorial gathering for the teenage boy whose killing by police triggered the unrest. Protesters firebombed a credit reporting agency and attacked the city's Christmas tree today. A federal jury in New Jersey has completed its fourth day of deliberations in the case of five men accused of plotting to attack soldiers at the Army's Fort Dix base. The five foreign-born Muslims are facing charges that include conspiracy to kill military personnel and attempted murder. All five insist that they're innocent. The judge says he received a note from the jurors today indicating they are making progress toward a verdict. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.